over Frishin, some say that's quinces, over Ozardin, that's unripe crab apples. You're allowed to squeeze out these pears on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to squeeze out pomegranates on Shabbos. Fishel base Menashe, Bria Menachem, Hoyusechtim Brimainim. You know, in the house of Menashe, Bria Menachem, they used to be Seichet, they used to squeeze out pomegranates for the Jews. So Rashi says, Bitkoyim prunes. Prunes, plums. Leitzi me meyam lishtes. They squeezed it out to get the juice, to drink the juice. Over Prishim, Rashi says, Kevidunets. Over Yazurdin, Kurnish, Slavu Chayim Bohochi. These pears are not aimed to be squeezed out for juice. V'yein kam yishum dash. Therefore, it's not called dash. It's not aimed. The juice is not called the real juice. It's not called like inside the juice, inside the peri there was juice. It's ain kam yishum dash. There's no isidi raisa. As mashma, you even allowed to do it mechila. Avo leib remainin, but pomegranates that you're not allowed to squeeze out. Why? To yuchay b'hochi. Because that's an urche. It's a steger to squeeze out pomegranates to get the juice. So that's an isra of dash to do it on Shabbos. And there's no stira. Saying there, they used to squeeze out the pomegranates in the middle of the weekday. Alma, Ibizoy, Tsaraya, Iko de Sochitlu. Some people squeeze out pomegranates. Hilkach, Beshabbos also. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's also, it's called the Maisa Dash. Since some people do squeeze out the juice, it's also to do it on Shabbos. So now we're saying, Lechur, this goes according to Rabbonin. Yes, Afrati Gemara, Umimai de Rabbonin hi. What's the raya? This goes according to the Rabbanan. I see you want to bring a raya, it's mutter to squeeze out Shah Peris. Who said this goes according to Rabbanan? Duma Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe this only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, so there's no raya to what we're talking about. For the Gemara by Shtakura. For Tevinami Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Monashuk, this Bryce is Shver. Even if you want to say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Of until now, Eim of the Shamat led Rabbi Yehuda, Yotsu Meyatzman. When did Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to drink the juice in the Mishnah only if the pear, the juice came out by itself? That was his halacha. So if you bought pears and you bought them for achila, so now if on Shabbos the juice comes out by itself, it got the juice came out by itself, it got squashed by itself, you're allowed to drink the juice. Oh, b'sayuchtam lechatchila mishamatlei. Did Rabbi Yehuda ever say the pears you're allowed to squeeze the pears by itself? So estamazay shved zbrisa. Ela mayis lachlemeima. Ela may. What do we have to say? Since these pears, these plums, and these quinces, and these crab apples, it's not a derech to squeeze it out. Not nobody, but it's not omid to squeeze out in the middle of the week for the juice. Is afil lechatchila. It's a new svar to say bechlal there's no esachitu on these pears. Since it's not a derech to squeeze it out in the weekday, even on Shabbat it's mutter mechila to do it. If that's the new svar now, afilu tema rabbanan. In this new svara, there's no raya the rabbanon, and there's no svara why the rabbanon should dings achon yabudim. So it's most stavra to say that this raya even goes according to the rabbanon. Now, what's the svara? Kiv and lav b'nei chitaninim. Since nobody squeezes out crab apples or plums, is afilu chachila. Even mitchila, you're allowed to go and squeeze them out on Shabbos. Is shmaminim rabbanon nishmaminim. Like shmaminim the rabbanon amoyed to the svara that peiris that are not oimed in the middle of the weekday to squeeze them out. That's the third dargah. That's less than two sim remaining. Like we have three dargahs of peris now. Zaysim via novim, that's an issue deraisa, that's oimed to be sochat. That everybody, the rove pomim, you squeeze out the grapes and the yalas. You have a middle class of two sim remaining. Some people do, some people don't. And that was the more of how to bring a raya. That you see, the show base menashia, bre menachim, they used to squeeze out remaining in the middle of the week. So it's called the derech, therefore yechayv on Shabbos. Bashenka in the third category is like quinces or like plums or like crab apples that nobody in the cloud squeezes them out. Of the it's even mutter metchila and Shabbos to squeeze it out. Yeah. So tomorrow, shel beis menashio bar menachim hoyusaychtim b'rimayin. That was the Gemara before that since they used to squeeze out on the weekdays pomegranates, it's a riot to derech to be soichet. Therefore, on Shabbos it's also. Omer Rav Nachman halacha kishel beis menashio bar menachim. We pass an halacha like this halacha, like Beis Menashe Rebbe Benachem. The water is also to squeeze out pomegranates on Shabbos. Omalei Rova, Rav Nachman, Frek Rova Akasha to Rav Nachman. Menashe ben Menachem. Tanahu, like you see a Tanis, he's saying any din here. Look, he's not saying any din. It's just a Metzias. The Gemara is saying over that in his house, they used to squeeze out the pomegranates in the middle of the weekday. What are you saying halacha Rebbe Benashe for? Said Rashi, Menashe Tanohi, who? Bitmiya. Vihiyu polig lemema de Bishabis osser, the tame hilkos a kavose, voloihuska el ludivre hatano, luraya, taitan who saw the kavose. The more just brought it down for raya that according to him is good why we should hold this osser. But it doesn't say that Menashe like is saying halacha, it's osser to squeeze it out on Shabbos. It's just saying that in their house they used to squeeze out pomegranates in the middle of the week. Vihi tame halacha ki hai tano de sovaloka shamanashe of Rebbenachim. That's what Rabbi Nachman meant to paskin. He meant to say we paskin like the Tana that brings a raya from this maisa. That since they squeeze down in the middle of the week, it's a raya reminding him as a derek to squeeze out. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's awesome. Trash of the time, oh, the Yomalocho, Kisho Beis Menash Rechikoma. Halocha Kai Tana. The awesome reminder. We pass by the man, the Yomar, it's also squeeze out reminding. Hoyo Bekoya Menashe Kavosi. Since Menashe holds like him. The Seychtim reminder Bechil. Almo Bnei Schit Ninu. We see what they're called Bnei Tchitaninu. Shreti Gemara, Akasha, O Mishum Disova Ke Menashe Ben Menachim, Halacha Ke Moisai. Shreti Gemara, Menashe Ben Menachim had Ruba the Alma. So what if in his house they used to squeeze out pomegranates? Who said though it's Ruba the Alma? Like who says real people do like that? Rashi have Ruba the Yama de Mishum Iyu Lechudei Nishav Yederach Yimon Meschita. Like the Khuri, you have to go boss for rogue people in the world. See what rogue people in the world do. Just because you found one person that in his house they squeeze out Yimonim. What's the right? It's called the Derech to squeeze out Yimonim that you want to ask with everybody. Like heavy Ruba the Yama. And the Gemara in, yes, it's a Raya. Did Tanan. Ha Makayim Koitzim Bekerim. If somebody keeps Koitzim, that's like thorns in a Kerim. Is Reb Lezer Wai Mekiddish. Les holds Mekadish Rashi as Atua Mishum Klayim Dizriyahu. It's called Zroyim. It's even what even Koitzim like thorns is called. It's called Klayim. And it's an Isser. It makes a Klay as Zroyim. Vechachomim Oimrim Einoy Mekadish Eladovar Shekumahu Mekayomim. A stem plants if it has thorns on it, we say since you don't want to keep it there, so it's not called Zroyim. That wouldn't answer. It's not called, even though you have vines growing there, now that you have some other zroyim growing there, it doesn't make klayim. But since it only has thorns, the mouth thorns you're not makpid to keep there, you'll throw them out. The Chachamim say it's only mekadish shekumo mekayomim. That means you're growing, let's say, some good vegetables. Now on the vegetables there grows some thorns also, but since you want to keep the vegetables there, that's called zroyim. That's awesome. But stam thorns, since you don't want it to grow there, so it doesn't make klay as zroyim. That's the machlokes where Belez and Chachamim, if some things that grow with thorns, does is it also in the kerem? The Yomer Rabbi Chanina, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? It's also to leave the thorns growing in the kerem, in the vines, yards. Shekein ba'arvio, because in Arabia, mekayomim koitzei sodis lugmalayim. There the people keep in their fields the thorns to grow. Why? Because they want the camels to eat it. So Khuri, you see, since in one place people do like that, it's called a derech all over, and therefore it's also Mishum Klayim. That's a Raya Tawa case also, even though there's only one person by Shalbeis Menashe that used to squeeze the Remainim, that's a Raya to be Kaveyat Aloha all over, you can't squeeze Remainim on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Midi Iri, what's the Raya? Is there any Sushta one to the other? To Arv, tell you Asra, that's the whole place. So a whole place, like a whole city, that could be Kaveh Dalacha. There are a lot of people there. Here it's only one person. One person, I'll tell you, Zicha Botla Daita Yitzikolodim. One person is no Raya to bring a Raya from. Said Rashi. Here's a Rashi. Mekadesh Esatfuah Mishum Klayim Dizriyahi. It's called Dizri, it's called growing. Therefore, as is even the vines, even the grapes, Mishum Diyasiklayim. V'yom Rabbi Chanina. Alma mishum chad mokum liyachshavinu mishavinu ludava choshev. This is the raya. Since in one place they kept the thorns growing for the camels, it's raya all over the world. It's called as royim. But the mordas no tzushtol here. It's asruhu v'chashivas the rabim hevi chashivusa. They since there are a lot of people doing it, that's called a choshiva thing. Abahocha chad gavlu chadayahu. Neima botla daita. It's only one person that squeezed out the pomegranate. So maybe here it's botla daita. So this can't be the raya. This is not a raya that one person can be kaveh halacha. So the Gemara zok the Gemara, Ella haynu taima, Ella my what's pshat in Reb Nachman that he passed in halacha like tevei mina that like the base minashim that pomegranates are also. Elahayno time of Chizda Rav Chizda. He has to hold like Rav Chizda. The Yomer Rav Chizda. Tardin, that's a beet. She sochton v'nosnon b'mikva. You take beet juice, as you squeezed out the beet, you got juice, you put this beet juice into the mikvah. Is dalocho poislenes a mikvah. It passes the mikvah, bishinumara. Since even though you had a kosher mikvah, you had memso mayim ksherim, but now that you put this beet juice in the mikvah, since it changed the color, the mikvah bishinumara, the mikvah becomes posel. And the havamina is now that a mikvah only becomes posel with shinumara if it has a shem mashka. If it's sitted mashke came into the mikvah, that the mashke is mishana, the mara of the mikvah becomes posel. So the kasher is, I voho lav b'nei schitin hinu, hey stam tradin, stam beet, it's not a derech to squeeze it out. So why do we say the juice that comes out is called a mashke, is called a liquid, is called like mayim, that now when this water goes into the mikvah, it could pass all the mikvah with the shinu mara? What's the hesber? It's not a derech schita. Ela mai isloch lemeima. What do we have to say according to Rav Chizda? Kivon the svar is kivon the yachshev inhu. Since now that you squeezed out this beets and you made juice out of it, to you your machshev this juice kivon the yachshev inhu. As you yourself are machshev it, like you want to use this juice, is heavy lehu mashke. It has a shame mashke on it. It's called a mayim like, and therefore when it goes into the mikvah, if it changes the color of the mikvah becomes posel. And I'll tell you, Hochi Nami, that's the same as Svarim of Nachman also. Kivon the Yachshevinu, now when you take these pomegranates and you squeeze out the juice on Shabbos, since you're squeezing it out, you're Machshev, like you're showing us you want the juice, have Ilhu Mashke. It has a Shem Mashke. And therefore it's Chayiv HaKoponim Midirabonim. So Trashi, Elohainu Taimo de Rav Nachman de Yom Aloch Rein Zeuchten. What's the Hezbo? Why does Rav Nachman pass to me for that pomegranate should not let us squeeze out on Shabbos? That Teretz says he holds Kirav Chizdom. Rashi Afagav Dili Alma. Loi Choshev, even though if everybody else is not Choshev, maybe most people don't squeeze out pomegranates. Or the Kivon the Yachshev Iyu. Since this person was Machshevit, have the day Mashke. For he himself it has a Din Mashke now. V'ochim Meforesh Rav Nachman the Breiser. This is the way Rav Nachman now is masked by the first Breiser, is why he passes that remind him is also to squeeze out, to liel. The first Breiser said, Soichten bepagoyim uvefrishin, you're allowed to squeeze out these plums or the quinces, lamate capri. Why you're allowed to squeeze out the juice? He said, this is the Chiddush in Rashi. Rashi learns you're only allowed to squeeze out these peris if you're doing it for the purpose lamate capri, that means to make the pri itself sweet. You're not squeezing it out to get plum juice. You don't want the quince juice. No, you want the plums itself to be better. Now there's too much juice inside it. That's called lamate capri. You're squeezing out the peri in order to make the pri taste good. That's mutter. V'loy letzarech hamashke. But you tackle do not want to drink the plum juice. That's Pshan the first Breiser. That we say you let us squeeze out the juice of pegoyim and prishin and vilzardin, Rashi learned this only with the svar of lamate, like we'll see later svaras like this. You're not doing it for the purpose of drinking the juice, you're only doing it for the purpose of making the pre itself taste good. So therefore the juice that comes out of it does not have a shem juice, it's not called a mashka, therefore there's no issa of mefarik. But the Brisa says you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice of pomegranates. Via filo lamaskon, even if your kavona is not to drink the juice, your kavona is just to make the pre sweet, to eat it better this way, still it's mutter. Why is it mutter? L'chure, that's not called mefarik. You don't want to drink the juice. The teretid is shel beis menashe hoyu soichten b'chil. L'tzorech mashke. Hey, since there are some people that do squeeze out the juice of pomegranates to drink it, hilkach b'shabbos osam. I'll tell you, on Shabbos, it's also to squeeze out the juice. Afilu lamatik. Even if your kavona now is just to make the peri sweet. Hoyu v'ikur chad. Since there is one person at least, the Yovah the Shemashka. Hey, since there is one person that normal in the middle of the weekday squeezes out the pomegranates for the juice, yeah, so that's why we ask him. V'loy mishum de Menashe Ruba de Yalmud. You don't have to come out to the Svar anymore that Menashe is the Ruba de Yalmud and we go boss to him. Elo the Svar is chashinim v'choshes. Isharis le lamatik if you're squeezing out the juice. Amanat to make the pre taste good. Which really that should be mutter, even midrabonan, by any peri, of still osil mevel shemashka, who are afraid maybe you'll change your mind and sometimes you'll squeeze the pomegranates for the juice. And what would be then? That's of his disfara now. Since when you squeeze out the juice of the pomegranates for the juice, your machshav, you're showing us you want to use the juice, have a mashkin, has a shay mashkin. O mechayiv, nesot shkesh tak yubi chayiv, mishum schita. Avu bif goyim, ashenkin, by the plums. Lekalim. Again, Rashi. Isharas lelamatik oslem evelin shumashke. V'chiv on diyo mechashiv lei heavy mashke. Hey, since now when you're squeezing out the juice, if your kavon is to drink the juice of the pomegranates, you're machshiv the juice now, so therefore yechayiv u'mechayiv, and yechayiv mishum schita. Avu bepegoyim, aye, what does the Mishnah Brisa say, you're allowed to squeeze out plums? Is lek alamechish. And the Brisa is talking about the whole Brisa, you're squeezing out these fruits, only lamatik, lent Rashi, just to make the pre itself taste sweet. You don't want it for kavona to drink the juice. Your only kavona is to make the pear sweet. Still, it's mutter. Why? Dien odim oisoy salamashka. He's by plums and by quinces and by crib apples, since nobody, we don't know anybody that does it for the purpose of the juice. So therefore, if you do it for the purpose of lamate capri, to make the pre itself taste sweet, you just don't want the juice inside the pre, it's mutter. And the Rabbanon don't make any xeris. By shenking, by reminding, by pomegranates. Even though your kavana now is just lamatic, to make the pomegranate taste sweet. That's why you're squeezing out the juice. Still, with the Rabbanon, it's also to make this chita. Why? Because we're afraid, maybe you'll change your mind, and you'll do it l'shem mashka. You'll do it for the purpose of enjoying the drink. And since there is somebody that does it, that's why we're chashish. So this is the kitzur Rashi's pshat. The Rashi learns that any fruit there is, even though it's not a derech to squeeze out the juice, if you decide now to squeeze out the peri for its juice, most you take an apple, a crab apple even, or plum, and on Shabbos you decide to squeeze it out for its juice, according to Rashi, it's also. That's this teretz of Reb Chisdom. Anytime you squeeze out the juice, your machshiv, the juice to you is choshiv, and that's called mefarik. Where does the Brisa say it's muta? Only by plums and by quinces and by yozardin, where you're squeezing it out now, not for the kavana to drink the juice. You don't want the juice right now. You only want to squeeze out these peris to make the pre itself taste good. That's called the mate kaperi. So therefore, that's mutter, because then the mashka that comes out, since most people don't squeeze it out, it doesn't have a shame mashka on the juice that comes out. Therefore, there's no wisdom mafarik. Like we were saying before, the yisayda mafarik of this issa schita, and really we'll see later Gemara in the next Amid, that says midiraisa, the only time you chayif and schita is if you squeeze out olives or grapes. Why dafke zeisim v'yanovim? As we said before, the yisoid of the malachas dash, which this mafarik is a told of dash, is when you have the wheat in its sheft. You have a raw piece of wheat in the sheft. And now dash means you go to knock on the wheat to separate the seeds, the kernels, from the sheft. So we look at it, before you separate it, it's not called an oichel yet, it's not edible yet, like. Now when you separate, you're taking out the kernels, now it's considered you're making an oichel. So dash means you're taking out an oichel from something else, like you're making one thing from another thing. That's the melechas dash. Suadin by mefarik now, when you have this zayis v'yanovim, a grape is called an oichel. When you squeeze out the grapes for the juice, the mashka, since most people drink like grape juice or wine, and they drink the oil, so that's called a mashka. So it's considered now, you made a mashka from an eichel. You took out mashka from an eichel, that's mefarik. You're separating one thing from another thing. That's doima, the taking out the kernels of the wheat from the sheft. Mashen came by stam peris, that are not oimit for the mashka. So stam an apple is called an apple. The juice that comes out of an apple, rove people don't drink the juice. So what's the pshat that the juice comes out? It's not considered a mashke, is something new. It's considered part of the apple. It's like you cut the apple in half. You have two parts of the apple now. You have the apple and you have the juice that came out of the apple. Therefore, midiraisa, there's no issa schita on sha peris. Because sha peris, the juice that comes out of the fruit, is not choshev enough to give it a shem mashke. It's not called something separate. The yik of the pri is the fruit. Now, I some juice came out now. That's only considered part of the fruit. So Rashi learns, Rashi learns midrabbanan though, any time you squeeze out the fruit, with you have kavana to drink the juice, you're squeezing out apples, amnas to make apple juice. So Rashi learns it's awesome, mishum schita. Why? Because since you're machshav, since you have das to drink this juice, you're being mashkeh, but as mashkeh, so mele it's called, you're creating a mashkeh from an eichud, that's called mefarik, that's called sold of dash. You're separating a mashkeh from an eichud. Mashenken, if you squeeze out the peris, not for the kavona to drink the juice, you're just squeezing out the peris for kavona to make the pre itself taste sweet. Like there's too much juice now in this plum. There's too much juice in the crab apple. So you're squeezing out the juice to make the peri taste better. So then we say you don't have any... Yeah, the drashi vayta b'shinumara, loy b'shloisha lugim. We're not talking about the pasta in the mikveh with shloisha lugim shuvim. Loy huskaru shloisha lugim ela b'mayim shuvim. That we need shloisha lugim, that's only a locha by mayim shuvim. Avul sham mashkin loy pasle yelimkem nishtane mara hamikveh ayideim. Other mashke only passes the mikveh if the mikveh changes colors because of it. Vayta zot emara poperoma mishum dehevei dove shein oise mimenu mikveh lechatchila. The reason why this bichus passes the mikveh is not the pshat that it has a shein mashke. As a popol, even if it's not called a mashke, it could also pass the mikveh. Why? Because anything that metchila you can't make a mikveh from, like you can't make a mikveh from beet juice, so now if it comes into the mikveh and changes the mara, it passes the mikveh. So the mara of a chol dover shein oisin mimenu mikveh lechatchila poisel es hamikveh b'shinu mara. And so b'chal there's no raya from Reb Chisda. So drash Reb Popper on matayim of the taradin lav mishum cheshivusei diyach shevinuhu. You have no raya here if you're machshiv the juice. It's called mashkin. Well, Yoylam, I'll tell you, lav mashkin inu. It's not considered juice. I have a hod de maso. Why is it possible? Mishum lechodove, shein oisim emenu, mikva, shein emayim. Oy shela, goy borid, poiseles, ha mikva, bishinu mara. Anything that you can't make a mikva from, anything that's not like water, or ice, or snow, you can't make a mikva from it, so if it comes into a kosher mikva, and it changes the color of the mikva also becomes possible. So tomorrow tonight, Hossam, we learned the Mishnah Mikvois, no for the toicho yayin, oichoy mitzum moichel. If into a kosher mikvah there fell wine or vinegar or moichel, means the juice that comes out of the olives, v'shino marav apostle, and it changes the color of the mikvah, yishno da lochriz, the mikvah becomes apostle. So the Gemara man tana, who's this tana, the moichel mashkehu, that the juice that comes out of the olive is also considered a mashke. Is the Havamina now is the same Havamina we had before, that you can only pass the mikvah with the Shinomara if it's mashka. If it has to have a shame mashka, then it goes in and changes the color, it's possible. But if it's not called a mashka and it goes into the mikvah, it doesn't pass the mikvah. So for the Gemara, who's this Tana that holds that the juice that comes out of the olive has a shame mashka on it? Omer Abaye Reb Yaakov, it goes according to Reb Yaakov. The Tanya will learn, Reb Yaakov Oimer, Moichel is this juice that comes out of the olives, Hareyu kamashke. Really, it's called a mashke. It's called like water. Oy bazoi, it should be mekabel tuma. Oy bazoi yomai tam oru moichel hayoytze betchila tor. Why is the loch of that the olive juice, the first juice that comes out, it's tor, it's not mekabel tuma? What's the reason? The fi shein roitze bekiyumai. It's a new svara because somebody not roitze bekiyumai. You don't want it to exist. Like you throw it away right away. So this mashke is not choshev, but really it's called mashke. Reb Shimon Aymanot. Moichel ainu kamashka. I tell you, the juice that comes out of the olives is not considered like a mashke. Omat says, therefore, it's very good. Why it's not makabel tumah? Say after Shimon. Obizoy yomatam omru moichel ayotzim ikol beis habad. Why is halacha that the juice that comes out of the olives from the olive press is not the oil itself, but your juice is tummy? Aye, why is it tummy according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds the juice that comes out of the olive is not considered a mashke. The teretz is the fi sheyev shaloi beloy tichsuche shemen. Because the juice that comes out the shasta press when you're making the olives, there has to be some oil inside the juice. Therefore, machmash the shemen is makabel tumah. Because shemen is called a mashkin. For the Gemara Kopon and Mai Benaya, what's the nafkumini between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon? According to both of them, the beginning of the moichel is not makabel tumah. The end of the moichel is yeh makabel tumah. So what's the difference? Where's the machlekes? And the Gemara Ike Benaya, they all say boser itzitzo. Now, if kumina is the juice that comes out after like Rashi says, after it started to get heated up, and it was dochku zezen, it started to press them, and it's about to start giving off the olive, at that point, hey, that juice that comes out then is not holich liibut, like you want that juice, but still there's no shemen involved. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it is makabel tumah, because it's called mashka, it's not hulich libud. Mashenken, according to Rav Shimon, since it's not called a mashka, you only metame because there's shemen. Here at this point, there's no shemen yet. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Nochlo ter Rashi shal mikvah yayin echoy mitzvay moichel. Vuhu kemin mayim, it's like water, v'zav min azaisim. It comes out of the olives. The gimel minim yeshba, there are three different types of moichel. Kishe toinin mitchilo, v'moatan lizchamin, ulizbashim aleim. Moichel zav mehem, the juice comes out of it. Vutsalo kemayim, at the beginning, it's very clear water. Later, when the olives stay a few days, then they have pressure one upon the other. The juice again starts coming out. That's a little bit getting close to be like oil. Then later, when they press it, it's even after you have the olive, the oil comes out, you press it again, some more juice comes out. So the more man tana the meicho mashku, because the bite again, same happened mina. The nikva nifsel elai de mashke, the fiddle machine amarum. It's only at the mashke that the mikva becomes possible. Betchila, tinosa shosasim. Makel be sabal yachash in iskak shimoni alef neschitosi. That's after the schita. Is my benayel zatrashi, but my pligo heil betavayu moide du meicho yoitze betchila tor. If it started to get a little hot, and then the grape, the olives pressured one the other, then that juice that comes out, you want nicha with it. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it is mekabel tumah, but according to Rabbi Shimon, since there's no oil there, it's not mekabel tumah. Like we said before, Rav holds not. I'll tell you, this goes according to everybody, even according to Reb Shimon, that holds that the juice that comes out of the olives does not have a shei mashk. It's not makabel tumah. Why does it pass the mikvah then if it changes the color of the mikvah? That there it is, the pass the mikvah doesn't have to have a shei mashk. Now, anything that you can't make a mikvah from, anything that's not water and ice, if it comes into the mikveh and changes the color of the mikveh, it passes the mikveh. Doesn't have to have a din mashka, any shinomara passes the mikveh. So the more vayta. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Soichet Odom Eshkoel Shalanovim L'toich HaKedera. A person on Shabbos, Poshis talking about Shabbos, even though some of our Shemar is talking about Yontif, that's the Rach Shita, Vakol Poron Poshil Alocha, it's talking about Shabbos. That a person is allowed to squeeze out the grapes on Shabbos with a new heter, since you're doing it l'toich HaKedera, as you're squeezing out the grape juice into food. Kedera means a pot that has food inside, like onto the meat. You want to squeeze out the juice of the grapes into meat. That's mutter. Avo lo l'toich HaKara, but you're not allowed to squeeze out the juice into an empty kara, because then what's in the kara is empty. It's just the juice. So that's called you creating juice from the grapes. That's the Yissa Mefarek, that's the Yissa Shchita. So Drashi, L'toyech HaKedera, Drashi Shel Tavshel, if there's food inside the pot, L'saknoi, you're putting this grape juice into it to make it taste good. To Mucho Milsa, we see your kavanah is, D'lav L'mash Keboila, you're not doing it for a kavanah to drink the juice. Ela L'oichel, you're doing it to make the food taste good. So Rashi, what's the heter? V'yein zev derech prikosoi. That's not derech to mafarik. V'evi kemafrid oichel mei oichel. It blives like you're separating food from food. Like we were mentioning before. The yitzah mafarik tchit is only if you're creating, making something new like it wasn't here before. You're making a mashke, a juice, out of a grape, out of a fruit that wasn't here before. So if you squeeze out the grapes to drink the juice, or put it into an empty glass that you have juice, that's also mashenka, because considered you made mashke from an oichel. But if you pour it, you squeeze it out straight into an oichel, we look as if it's oichel to oichel. Whereas the juice that's coming out, now since it's going into an oichel, it's going to end up in the oichel, it has a din oichel to it right now. It's considered right now like an oichel. Therefore, you're separating oichel from oichel, it's like you cut the grape in half. That is no issa mefarik. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizdo, Medivra Rabbeinu Nilmat, from Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel's Din, we learn that Chaylevo Dem Eiz, milk, a goat, to get milk, l'kedeira. If you put the milk straight into a food, it's mutter. You're not allowed to milk it into an empty pitcher, an empty plate, because then you're making a mashkin. But if you milk the milk, if you milk the goat, that the milk goes straight into kedeira, straight into the food, that's mutter. Why? Alma kesava, we see Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul holds, Mashka habol oichel, anytime you're putting the juice straight into an oichel, straight into the food, oichelu. The juice itself does not have a shame mashku on it, no, the juice has a shame oichel on it, and male does no issu mafarik. It's called you're separating food from food, that's mutter. Trashi avolo terakara. Yeah. Right, Alma trashi midikom, mesoichel terakdeiro kesava. Yeah. You see this svara. So at Nageh, for this heter, poshed, we paskin like a Yehuda Mashmil, that it's mutter to squeeze out the juice, and even grapes, which is an issur d'oraisa, but if you squeeze it out to put the juice straight into an eichel, that's mutter. So poshed, the machaber paskin like a Yehuda Mashmil, and that's l'maisa. No, the rach shita we'll see later is mechulik, and he holds no. He holds the mandyorman later with Yechin and Dingzach and Yehuda Mashmil, and he holds it's also to squeeze out the juice, even if you have kavonim, to put it onto eichel. So the Mechaber says that if you want to be machmir like the rach sheet, it's fable of brochem. So chura, that chum is only we were to shout to an issur d'oraisa. If you come to squeeze out grapes, will be an issur d'oraisa. Maybe there is a tzad to be machmir. Mashenkin on char peiris that the squeezing it out is only midrabbonin. The chura could be saying machlohokil at this halacha that if you squeeze out the juice into a food straight like onto fish, we'll soon see the practical answer is if you want to get lemon, put lemon into your tea on Shabbos. So Stamazo, you're not allowed to squeeze out the lemon on Shabbos, even though it's not a derech so much to squeeze out the lemons for juice. But the Mishnah Berurah says already that B'zman Hazeh, people do make lemonade, they do squeeze out the lemon just for the juice. So therefore it's also to squeeze out the lemon, to get lemon juice on Shabbos. But the Yetzer is, take a spoon full of sugar, take a teaspoon full of sugar, and squeeze out the lemon juice into the sugar. So it's called you're squeezing out the juice into an eichel. So now this lemon doesn't have a shame mashke, the juice is called an eichel. And eichel matech eichel is mutter. So that's as the Mishnah Berurah says, you could be mekel and do this lemaisa. And since squeezing out lemons anyway is only us to the rabbonim, and here we are squeezing out into an eichel, it's called mashke habola eichel, it's keichel dami. So there's no issur mefarik. That's a practical case, how to squeeze out the lemon. Who would if you want to squeeze out lemon juice onto fish? If you have fish and you want the lemon juice to make the fish taste good, it would also be mutter. Since you're squeezing it out, not to drink the juice, but you're squeezing it out to put it into an eichel, that's mutter. So the more weiter, Mosiv Rami Bachom, Frek Rami Bachom, Zav Shecholev Esois. If a Zav, somebody that has Tumma Zav, if he goes to milk the goat, is Hacholev Tumma. You should know the milk that comes out is Tumma. And the Havamina is now, even if you're putting the milk into a Neuchel, means you're milking the cow, you're milking the goat, that the food goes straight into a tafshel, straight into food, still, it's Makabotum. Now the Kashri is, Riyam Rit Mashka Boli Oichlin. Oichelu, if you're going to tell me this milk that's being milked into food has a shame Oichel on it, Abazoi B'mayis Kashr. Why do we say when the Zav milks it, it's Makabotum? Why is the milk Makabotum? Here the case is, a Zav has Tumas Masa, even though he doesn't touch the food itself, Abitz moves, because him, it's Masa and Hesed. He's here when he's milking the A's, he causes the milk to come out. So that's called the milk is being moved because of him. That's by Tumas Hesed. So he's Matamrit. But if you're going to tell me now the milk has a shame Oichel on it, Oichel is not Makabal Tum unless first it has a Hechsher. First, some water had to go on top of the yoichel to be machshel the yoichel kabel tumah. So this milk, when it's coming fresh out of the goat, it had no heksher yet. So why did we say if the zav milks it, the milk becomes tumah? Where was the heksher on the milk? Has bishleim if the milk is called a mashke, it's called juice. So the halacha is by mashke, it doesn't have to have any heksher. Mayim, that's good for the heksher. If a zav touches mashke, it's makabel tumah. But oichel, that's the halacha. Oichel is only makabel tumah. The person has a heksher. First, some water has to go on top of the oichel. So if you're telling me now when you milk the goat, that the milk goes into food, oichel, mashka, bol oichel, has a din of an oichel, so it shouldn't be in the kabotum unless first it was a heksher. Like, where was the heksher on this milk?
And if the Gemara, that's the Kash Ibiyar mit Mashka Bol Yechlin. Oichel hu, b'may is chasher. How did this milk get its hechsher? And if the Gemara could have Rabbi Yechinan, like Rabbi Yechinan said already, b'tipa ha-mechleches al-pi hadat, that when you squeeze the udders to get the milk out, the first tipa of milk that comes out stays on the dodim, stays on the udders. And by that helps the rest of the milk comes out. So that milk, you do not have that should go into the oichel. That first drop of milk, it has to shame mashka on it, because you want it to stay on the udders to be able to make it easy for the other milk to come out. So that's called the mashka. So now when the rest of the milk comes out, even though that's called an oichel, because it's going into food, but still it already touched this outside, this first tipa of milk that's on the outer part of the udders. So since it touched that mashka is mashka l'kabotumah. So the Marhochi Nami is the same thing here also. Vitipa, this first drop, Hamachlechas, that's dirty, Al Pihadad, it stays on the Dodim, that stays there. And that Mashke, that still retains the Shem Mashke on it. So that's Machsher, the food now, the rest of the milk that comes out from the Kabotum. So Trashi, Hacholif Tomi, Trashi Shazav, Metame, Kol Dove, Vemasa. That's a Locha. Anything the Zav touches, moves, is Tomi. Here also, the flow of the milk is coming because of the zav. The mashma is no chilik whether you're milking now into a kader, into food, or into a kois. So the kasher is, if you're going to tell me now, mashke that comes out to be part of an oichel goes into an oichel. This milk now, when it comes out of the udders, since it's going into food, it has a dinoichel on it. How did it get its hechsher? The teretz is kidiyomer Rabbi Yechonah b'mesechta krisus gabi isha shenotav cholam midodehom b'tipo ha-mechleches al-pi adat tipo rishoyno, the first tipo that comes out melachleches bo pi adat makes the pi, the opening of the udders, smooth. B'das, you want it there. That makes it easy for the rest of the milk that comes out. For he have a mashke kistam cholav. This first drop that comes out, since it's going to stay on the others, there you have das to let it stay to the there. So that's zikr called the mashke. The loyla oichel boila. You don't need the first drops to go into the oichel. So that first drops have a shame mashke on it. Therefore, that mashke is machsha the rest of the milk when it comes out. It's the rest of the milk when it comes out, vice versa, touches this first tipa. So even though the rest of the milk, since it's going into food, has a shame oichel on it, but since it's touching this first tipa, this first drop of milk that's on the dodim, and that's a machshir, that's a mashke, that could be machshir the rest of them to mekabel tumah. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding off kuf mem hei. Here again, just the last gemara and the last amid, the last line. Mosiv Ravina. Fact Ravina, another kasha. Tomei mace. Shesh sochat. Zaysim v'yanovim. A person that has tomei mace. That means a person that touched the mace. That he himself is navatumam. Now he goes ahead and he squeezes out. Shesh sochat. Zaysim v'yanovim. He's squeezing out olives and grapes.